Hi, welcome to A Plus English. I am Christopher.
He is Christopher, and I am... Who am I?
Tom.
Mike.
Joe.
Oh, Mike. I'm pretty sure it's Mike. It's Mike.
Mike, all right.
Right there.
So this is Mike.
Yes.
And the last time you saw us yesterday, we were talking about jokes.
Oh, that's right. Practical jokes. Brendan and Patricia were in an internet cafe watching a funny video of a group called Improv Everywhere. Now, remind us, Chris, what was Improv Everywhere doing in the video?
If I recall, they were in a station in New York City.
That's right. Right. Grand Central Station.
Right. Yep. And they were not moving. They were standing as still as statues.
That's right. There were hundreds, well, I don't know, almost maybe 100 people just standing in the middle of the station. Some of them were talking, some of them were on a phone, some of them were drinking, but they weren't moving. And of course, normal people were walking through this train station very, very quickly, trying to go to their train or go to their business meeting or whatever, and noticed, well, there's hundreds of people just not moving. That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
It was a joke. It was funny. And it was a very cool video as well.
Yeah, which is on YouTube, as we learned.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, but today we're going to learn more about Improv Everywhere and just improv in general. So, let's begin our article.
Cool.
Pranks, but no pens.
Would you like to do an Improv Everywhere event?
Sure, it sounds like a lot of fun.
You might change your mind when you hear what it is. It's called the No Pants Subway Ride.
You mean you have to ride the subway without your pants on?
That's right. Improv Everywhere started doing it in 2002.
And there's one every year?
Yes, every January. Cities all over the world hold their own events.
I'm not sure if I'm brave enough to ride the subway without pants.
Come on, we'll do it together. It'll be a scream.
Well, okay then, but please don't bring a camera.
Change. Change. Changed. Changed. I won't change my opinion about this matter. I won't change my opinion about this matter. Mind. Mind. Please tell me what's on your mind right now. Please tell me what's on your mind right now. Brave. Brave. The soldiers were brave to fight in the war. The soldiers were brave to fight in the war. Enough. Enough. The water isn't hot enough to make tea. The water isn't hot enough to make tea.
All right. So today's article continues our story.
Oh, yes.
With Brendan and Patricia.
Right.
Now, Patricia says, would you like to do an Improv Everywhere event?
Wow. Okay. Oh. So they're thinking of doing the same kind of joke in their own city, you know, with their own friends. Improv, we should mention, is a type of acting. It's a type of theater. It's short for improvisation. I-M-P-R-O-V, that's the improv. I-S-A-T-I-O-N. Basically, improvisation in acting or in speaking or in music or dance is when there's nothing planned out. You haven't written the story. You haven't thought about the music. You haven't planned your dancing. You just go out and do whatever you feel like. So, of course, it takes some practice. You have to know how to do it. It takes some experience and some skill. But often, some of the best stuff comes from improv because it's very natural. It just happens naturally.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies made in Hollywood where they allow the actors to ad-lib, which is say lines or improvise
lines. So they just tell them, you're a bad guy and you're trying to get money, and they just let the actor say what he thinks a bad guy would say.
Right, yeah. And sometimes it ends up being really good lines.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, Brendan says, sure. He thinks this idea of doing their own improv event is exciting. He says, it sounds like a lot of fun.
That's right. We should mention improvisation, using the whole word, can be used to talk about things that are not planned. But when we say improv, usually it means a funny kind of acting, right?
Yes.
People are going to go out and act in a funny little play or a funny little scene without any writing. It's not usually about something serious. It's usually kind of funny.
Right.
Patricia says, you might change your mind when you hear what it is. Okay, she thinks Brendan might not want to do this improv because it's a little different. She says, it's called the No Pants Subway Ride. The No Pants Subway Ride. These are my pants. If I take them off, I have no pants. Okay? And now I have to go on a subway like the MRT?
That would be embarrassing.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she says you might change your mind. Might is a great verb. It's a great word to use. We use it all the time. And it's our Ingwen Kwaitong.
Ooh.
Let's check it out.
Ingwen
Kwaitong. Oh, yeah!
Love you, may I love you, tell me what to do. 哈哈，这首歌会不会让你觉得很老派呢？ Hi, I'm Vina, it's time to learn grammar. 相信大家对于我一开头这么突兀的旋律已经吓了一跳，但今天呢，就是要教大家有关于 may 还有 might 的用法哦。虽然呢，这两者都可以用于表示一件事情的可能性，然而 might 的可能性呢，比 may 还小一点点。比如说，如果今天你和你的好朋友说 I may have time this weekend， 代表呢你这个假日可能比较有空，让对方知道可以快一点揪你出去玩。你也可以说 on the weekend， 但如果是 this weekend 则不用加 on 哦。但如果你是说呢 I might have time this weekend， 那就表示啊你可能这个礼拜啊会不见人影，那对方呢也就会了解可能不方便约你出去玩啦。除此之外 may 和 might 还有请求许可的意思哦。还记得啊，我刚刚一刚开始唱的 May I Love You， 在这样的状况中呢 ，May 和 Might 相比啊 ，May 的语气比较直接，就想象你很爱一个人的感觉非常强烈。相较于 Might I Love You 的语气，太过于婉转啊，还有客气，对方可能会不知道你到底是不是要追求他呢。而这样的说法几乎是很少听到的哦。最后要提醒你们的是 ，May 还有 Might 也可以是现在式还有过去式的用法哦。I may leave early today. 我今天可能会提早离开。或是 I bought Laura a lollipop because I thought she might like it. 我昨天啊，经过便利商店的时候，顺手买了一根棒棒糖给我们的 Laura 老师，因为我想她可能会喜欢。在这里的 might 就可以用于表达过去式的用法咯。好啦，今天的快一通就在此结束啦。和喜欢的人告白 May I love you 之余，可别忘了多念点书，让自己看起来更聪明更有魅力咯。快通， see you soon.
Okay, yeah, Patricia said to Brendan he might change his mind. Well, change, of course, is something that you do when you're putting on new clothes, right? You change your clothes after you take
a
shower.
And change is also the coins
that
you get back
that small
from,
money. Yeah. But when you change your mind, what does that mean?
Oh, that. Okay. Well, it means to become different or to make something become different. So if you change your mind, it's you had a way of thinking one way, and then you change it. So let's say I saw a movie with Mike, and I said, I hate this movie, it's terrible.
Okay.
But then Mike tells me why he likes the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And you tell me this, and you make me change my mind. I realize, I didn't think about that. I think it's actually maybe a good movie now.
Okay.
See, I changed my mind, my opinion about something.
Something that you had before has become different in some kind of way. For example, I won't change my opinion about this matter. I won't change my opinion about this matter. My thinking will not change.
It'll stay the same.
And our mind, yes, our mind is what we use to think. Now, it's not the actual thing in your head. That, of course, is your brain.
Yeah.
But we use mind to talk about the thinking world inside your brain. Okay, so you use your mind to think of things, to imagine things, to remember things, that kind of stuff. When you go to school, you're making your mind stronger by learning things, putting new information in your mind. For example, we could say, please tell me what's on your mind right now. What are you thinking right now?
Yeah. Now, mind is spelled M-I-N-D.
Yes.
M-I-N-D. Now, Brendan says, you mean you have to ride the subway without your pants on?
Yes. That's right, Patricia says. That's exactly what people do. Improv Everywhere started doing it in 2002. They've been doing it for more than 10 years. Won't the police come and, like, put you in jail for doing that? It sounds like something you could get in trouble doing.
Yeah.
But maybe people will just laugh, and if you have your pants in your bag, you can just put them on
quickly. Telling you the
truth,
if I were on the train, I probably would not laugh at first. I'd be like, this is gross.
Right. Crazy people on the train. Let's get off.
Now, yeah, he even says, and he even asks, and there's one every year.
There's one every year.
Which
every
is insane.
Year.
Insane.
They do this. It's even crazier because she says, yes, every January. That's right,
in
January.
New York?
In New York. January, of course, is going to be icy, snowy, very cold, a lot of winter weather. But it's not just in New York, Patricia tells us. Cities all over the world hold their own events. So London, Paris, San Francisco, maybe even here in Taiwan, in Taipei or Kaohsiung. Sounds like something I should have heard about before.
Now, Brendan says something all of us are probably thinking or feeling. He says, I'm not sure if I'm brave enough to ride the subway without pants.
Yes, you'd have to be very brave. What is brave?
Brave, spelled B-R-A-V-E. Mm-hmm. B-R-A-V-E, brave. And it means ready to face like danger or pain, or in this case, showing courage.
Oh, like the firefighter who runs into the building to save the baby.
Right.
The firefighter must be brave. They know how dangerous it is. They could get hurt or die, but they still do it.
Or like the knight that goes to fight the dragon in the fairy tale or the fantasy tale.
Right. Knowing that he could die, but he still goes to do it, even though he understands the danger. Other people who might be brave in our example sentence, the soldiers. The soldiers were brave to fight in the war. The soldiers were brave to fight in the war because they know they could get very hurt or killed.
Now, we also heard enough, like brave enough.
Brave enough.
Now, E-N-O-U-G-H. Mm. Enough means to the degree that is necessary or wanted.
Okay.
So, brave enough, like he needs to have the necessary or the correct amount of courage, bravery sit in his underwear.
Because he might be a little bit brave, but that's not enough to make him take off his pants.
Right. He might be brave enough to kill a spider, but not brave enough to be like...
Brave enough to walk around with no pants at home, but not on the subway.
Right.
Okay.
I think most of us might be that way. Now, here's our example sentence for enough.
Okay.
The water isn't hot enough to make tea.
Oh.
The water isn't hot enough to make tea.
Or it's too cold to make tea.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Now, there are teas you can obviously make cold, right? Cold brew teas.
Sure.
But in this case, you need hot water.
Right,
And it's not hot enough.
Okay, so it needs to be more hot.
Right,
hotter.
Maybe it's only like 100.
All right, well, if Brendan's not brave enough, it seems that Patricia is, right? She says, come on, we'll do it together. Okay, so she's trying to make him more brave by saying, we'll be a team, we'll share the fear, we'll make each other brave by doing it as a team, as a group. She says, it'll be a scream. Well, people will scream if they see you with no pants. Put your pants on. But that's not what she means here. If something is a scream, this is a funny expression saying it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun. Think about riding a roller coaster. You're screaming, not so much because you're scared, but because it's fun. You're having a really great time.
For most people, yes. But for me, I am screaming.
I kind of scream, too.
I'm terrified of roller coasters.
I think I might die. We're not brave enough, I guess.
No, I guess we're not.
Yeah.
Now, Brendan, I guess maybe is starting to feel a little brave because he says, well, okay then.
He's changed his mind.
He has changed his mind,
all
but
right.
only because Patricia is saying it'll be a scream, and I'll join you, and I'll help you feel, you know, more courageous.
Okay, but he does have one rule,
yes.
doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Okay, what's that rule for
he
Brendan?
He says, but please, please, please,
please, please
don't
please.
Bring a camera.
Oh, because he doesn't want pictures of it. He'll go do it, but he doesn't want to see pictures of it on Facebook or YouTube or somewhere like that.
Tough luck, Brendan, because everyone has a camera nowadays.
Everybody
You're
has
gonna
a
have
camera.
It in 30 different angles.
Everybody's going to pull out their camera and start taking pictures when you're wearing no pants on the
right.
subway. Sorry, Brendan, and we're sorry to you guys, too, because we're finished for today. But we will be back for the wrap-up.
That's true.
So there's a bit of good news there. See you soon.
Okay, welcome back. Thanks for sticking around.
You're welcome. Oh, you mean them.
Yeah, of course
it's
them.
I have to be here.
You have to be
it's
here.
It's my job.
He's actually tied to the ground.
That's right.
His feet are glued on the floor.
Save me.
Not this
no,
time.
No, no, no. It's great. Yeah, but thanks for coming back. What are we talking about? Practical jokes.
Right, and not wearing pants.
That's right. Now, if you're going to do a practical joke, without pants in public, maybe you should tell people because you could end up at a police station.
Right. I think if you're one person wearing mm-hmm. no pants, mm-hmm. you're going to get arrested.
That would be
Taken
hard to
jail.
Explain that you're not crazy. It's just a joke.
But if there's 10 of you.
10, 20, 30 of you.
I think you need at least 10. I think 4 and 5 is too few.
Okay.
You need like 10 people for it to be like believable that it is a joke.
All right. All right.
Not but, that we're telling you out there to do this same joke.
Yes,
but
no.
Watch the YouTube video.
If you're doing anything like this, think very carefully before you do it and be prepared for some people to not really get the joke.
To and
not
to take really, pictures.
Yeah, and to take pictures. But some people, maybe even the police, might not think it's funny. So you have to be prepared for that. But hey, if you're brave enough,
do it.
Yeah.
Watch the video. Be brave enough to watch the video.
That's it. Watch the videos first. That's yeah. the safe thing.
All right, we'll see you next time. I'm Chris.
And I'm Mike. Bye-bye.
Luke is the black sheep of his family.
Luke is the black sheep of his family.
Hi everyone, 我是 Celine。有时候啊，一个团体里面可能会有一些比较不合群的人，特别是在一个家族里。那这种状况，我们怎么用英文表达呢？我们可以这么说哦 ：Luke is the black sheep of his family.Luke is the black sheep of his family. 意思就是呢 ,Luke 是他家族里的害群之马。中文里我们用了马这个动物来形容这样子的人，但在英文里我们使用的却是 sheep, 绵羊来形容，千万不要说成 black horse 咯。其实这个说法应该很好理解，你想到羊，是不是想到一群就是白白的羊？那如果现在一群白羊呢，里面有一头黑羊，是不是特别醒目呢？这就是为什么我们要拿它来形容一个家族里比较奇怪的人啦。只是啊 ,black sheep 带有负面的意涵，不要随便乱用让别人难过哦。那你会不会想顺便知道中文里我们说的黑马，英文里该怎么说呢？黑马的意思啊，是原本大家不看好，后来却大放异彩的人。虽然你一定会觉得黑马铁定跟 black 有关系，但其实黑马是 dark horse, 可不是 black horse 哦。所以呢，一个家族里呢比较不对劲的人啊，比较不合群的人啊，我们可以说他是 black sheep, 但他如果后来变成黑马，那就是 dark horse 咯。最后我们来复习一次今天的句子。Luke is the black sheep of his family. That's all for today. 小趣我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Luke is the black sheep of his family.
Luke is the black sheep of his family.
Pranks, but no pants.
Would you like to do an improv everywhere event?
Sure, it sounds like a lot of fun.
You might change your mind when you hear what it is. It's called the No Pants Subway Ride.
You mean you have to ride the subway without your pants on?
That's right. Improv Everywhere started doing it in 2002.
And there's one every year?
Yes, every January. Cities all over the world hold their own events.
I'm not sure if I'm brave enough to ride the subway without pants.
Come on, we'll do it together. It'll be a scream.
Well, okay then, but please don't bring a camera.
Change. Change. Change, changed, changed. I won't change my opinion about this matter. I won't change my opinion about this matter. Mind. Mind. Please tell me what's on your mind right now. Please tell me what's on your mind right now. Brave. Brave. The soldiers were brave to fight in the war. The soldiers were brave to fight in the war. Enough. Enough. The water isn't hot enough to make tea. The water isn't hot enough to make tea.